Today on our podcast, we dive into the dynamic world of cybersecurity, exploring recent critical developments surrounding tech giants like Apple, facing vulnerabilities from zero-day exploits and chip flaws, to AI startup DeepSeek's major data breach, Google's innovative defense tactics, Microsoft's enhanced security measures, and WhatsApp's battle against sophisticated spyware threats. Apple has been active in addressing various security vulnerabilities affecting its devices. Recently, the company released a critical security update to fix a zero-day vulnerability targeting iPhone users, which is reportedly being exploited to gain unauthorized access to sensitive user data. Users are strongly encouraged to update their devices to protect against this threat. In addition to software issues, Apple's A and M series chips have been found to contain security flaws impacting recent iPhone, iPad, and Mac devices. These side-channel vulnerabilities can leak personal information from web browsers like Chrome and Safari, posing risks to credit card information. A specific vulnerability, Slap and Flop, could enable persistent data theft from browsers and services like iCloud and Gmail. Although no attacks have been reported via these methods yet, devices manufactured post-2021 are considered at risk. Further vulnerabilities have been discovered across iOS, iPadOS, macOS, and watchOS, including threats related to privilege escalation, information disclosure, and denial of service. New speculative execution attacks, nicknamed Son of Spectre, are emerging due to flaws in Apple Silicon. Apple has issued several patches addressing macOS vulnerabilities, focusing on preventing privilege escalation and denial of service. However, some hardware threats in M series Macs remain unresolved. Apple has introduced multiple updates, such as for iOS and macOS Ventura, aimed at mitigating these vulnerabilities and improving data protection. Users are advised to promptly update their devices and apps, including WhatsApp, in response to identified security flaws. Additionally, guidance on privacy practices, such as safely tracking AirTags and responding to potential monitoring, is being shared. Stay informed as we continue to track developments and provide updates on changes affecting Apple products and user privacy. DeepSeek News Update. Chinese AI startup DeepSeek, a growing competitor to ChatGPT, is facing significant cybersecurity and data privacy challenges after a breach exposed over 1 million records, including chat logs, user data, and API keys in its unsecured ClickHouse database. This breach has forced DeepSeek to pause new user registrations to address security flaws identified by researchers from Wiz, who exposed the severe oversights. The breach has prompted international reactions. Italy has blocked access to DeepSeek's AI chatbot over data privacy concerns, while Taiwan has issued cautionary advice regarding its use. The security lapse has also led to fraudulent activities, with scams involving fake DeepSeek tokens and phishing campaigns exploiting the situation. Political and economic repercussions include allegations of U.S. cyber attacks against DeepSeek, contributing to a $600 billion decline in tech stocks. In response, DeepSeek is working to enhance its security measures, underscoring the urgent need for strong security frameworks in the AI industry. This incident serves as a reminder of the vulnerabilities in the AI and tech sectors, highlighting the importance of balancing innovation with data security. In recent developments, Google is tackling cybersecurity challenges, particularly through its advanced AI tool, Gemini. The company has warned nations such as Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea against the misuse of Gemini for phishing and scripting attacks. Despite being a target for hackers, Google reports most attempted attacks have been successfully intercepted. To bolster security, Google blocked over 2.36 million untrusted Android apps from the Play Store in 2024, leveraging AI to detect harmful software. The company banned 158,000 malicious developer accounts and is continuously enhancing its defenses against sophisticated scams. Google upgraded Play Protect to safeguard user privacy by revoking dangerous app permissions. Critical vulnerabilities were identified in Google Android components, prompting immediate patching efforts. Google introduced security features like Identity Check, which requires biometric authentication on Pixel phones, and a verified badge for VPN apps in the Play Store to help users identify trustworthy services. On a broader scale, Google is implementing security detections as code, SDAC, to combine software engineering with security operations, aiming to enhance threat detection. As foreign hacker groups experiment with AI to augment attacks, Google remains vigilant, strengthening phishing defenses against sophisticated cyber threats. Furthermore, safe browsing and downloading practices are emphasized. Users are warned against obtaining APK files outside official platforms like Google Play or Roostore, and encouraged to use antivirus tools to scan for malware. Through these comprehensive efforts, Google is committed to protecting users against a complex threat landscape. Next, in Microsoft news, the company is highlighting its ongoing cybersecurity efforts while addressing some challenges. Users are raising concerns about recovering hacked Microsoft accounts and changes to privacy settings, prompting Microsoft to enhance security features. Google Project Zero has identified a Windows bug related to trapped COM objects, and there is a CRLF injection vulnerability in .NET that is under discussion. In response, Microsoft plans to introduce a new brand impersonation protection feature for Teams chat by mid-February 2025 to prevent phishing attacks, complementing existing initiatives like phishing protection for Teams and alerts for suspicious external messages. Microsoft is also collaborating with OpenAI to investigate potential unauthorized access to OpenAI's API by a group linked to DeepSeek, suspecting their involvement in data breaches. To bolster defenses, Microsoft is testing a scareware blocker to counter tech support scams and has introduced administrator protection in Windows 11 to protect against privilege escalation attacks. The company is focusing on authentication security, transitioning from passwords to multi-factor authentication and passkeys. It has issued guidance on securing privileged Active Directory accounts, offering additional tools for enterprise data protection. Attention has also been drawn to a heap-based buffer overflow vulnerability in Windows CLFS, highlighting the need for vigilance. Researchers have discovered a Windows charset conversion feature that could execute remote code, affecting products like Excel and PHP CGI. Microsoft advertisers face phishing campaigns exploiting Google Ads, and attackers are increasingly using HTTP clients to compromise Microsoft 365 environments, with 78% of tenants targeted in 2024. Finally, Microsoft is testing a new security feature in its Edge browser to deter tech support scams. The company continues to combat tech threats and is considered one of the most impersonated brands, alongside Apple and Google. These developments reflect Microsoft's commitment to strengthening its platforms against a complex and evolving cyber threat landscape. In recent news, WhatsApp has accused Israeli spyware company Paragon Solutions of targeting nearly 100 journalists and civil society members in a hacking campaign. This attack used sophisticated zero-click spyware delivered through malicious PDFs to compromise devices and accounts across more than 24 countries. Meta, WhatsApp's parent company, confirmed that its team successfully disrupted this campaign. The incident, linked to an Israeli firm known for creating advanced cyber tools, highlights vulnerabilities that could allow such attacks and underscores the need for enhanced security practices to prevent unauthorized access. This situation emphasizes the ongoing cyber threats faced by journalists and civil society members. WhatsApp's swift response to detect and disrupt the attack demonstrates its commitment to protecting user privacy. However, it also raises important concerns regarding the use of spyware by private companies against individuals advocating for transparency and accountability. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to catch our next episode on cybersecurity, coming your way next week. Stay safe and stay informed.